So these winters, drinking a hot chocolate and guessing the infiltrating lights of her skin. Hold her into the present light. She is the old Norse genre. Never superfluous, never irksome. Capricious as the frozen planet, the cold wind blowing over the lock, scalding the face. I forgot my coat and theories. The dark afternoon sky masks a dangerous vibration. Somewhere the eye misses, everything's pot shards and handkerchiefs. I remain insolent on the road by Camden Town Station, which is Nabokov's reality in inverted commas. Who was the figure in the stomach of the time? It felt like the space was a riverbed for all literature. The Oxfam bookshop went down the same spine as I did. The poet said she had lines that overwhelmed her as epiphanies. Roma horses, the delicious happiness of hairs down the back of your neck and a heart on something departs. Some writers are aesthetic shocks, others apparitions. Everything is sexual sometimes, allergic to oneself, of course. There's an irregular irrepressibility in the nouns and in the train. Scraps of images behaving like assonance. This elusive base is here, where you're intrinsically incapable of being translated into some definition. These were the things I bought: love, poetry of Sappho, the legacy by Villon, the Penguin Book of Japanese verse. And a double final of and a double final love. And a double final love. Glenn Gould in all his guises with Bach, and so was in that finding language as mythic. Unmistakable monologue of someone prodigiously hopeless. The last night as evening fell, we slaughtered time again in a language as intimate and derided as Cassandra's by the Trojans. How does poetry appear on these long impulsive nights? Foxes move in their own reflections. I speak fucked up things. Thank you.